Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. The Independence County Quorum Court had its first formation meeting of the year last night. The newly elected county judge, Robert Griffin, asked the justices to be aware of the issue with trash bills being treated as delinquent tax bills on the real and personal property tax assessments. In the next couple of months, the judge said he will work with the tax collector to correct any erroneous bills and to inform those with past due bills of their responsibility concerning the matter. He also commented that he will be working to reinvigorate the recycling program to increase revenues and decrease the tonnage of solid waste. Judge Griffin also announced an agreement to continue supplying power to Clarksville has been reached. He said until a formal agreement is finalized, the agreement is in place to keep the hydro project operating. In his address to county employees, particularly county road employees, he said the two main points he wanted to stress is that we want to get legal and follow the do right rule. That was in reference to the latest audit findings and the corrections that needed to be made. He said, quote, we can avoid many problems by just doing those two things. Arkansas state fiscal officers say the state's revenues fell below expectations in December because of a drop in corporate income tax collections. The Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration said Tuesday that the state's net available revenues in December totaled $381.8 million. That's about $5.5 million above last year, but $22 million below the forecast. The state's individual income and sales tax collections were above last year in the forecast, but the corporate income tax collections were down. The state revenues for the year are above forecast by $3.4 million. Dateline Hot Springs, where police say a 14-year-old boy who was home alone shot another teenager who was trying to rob a house. The 17-year-old is in critical condition at a Little Rock hospital. In northwest Arkansas, in Benton County, officials say they hope to test the community's emergency warning system as soon as possible. The automated system failed to alert residents of an approaching tornado last Friday. It was supposed to send out text messages, emails, and voicemail alerts, but it called only 7 phone numbers in the county. The preliminary findings from scientists is that fireworks may have caused thousands of blackbirds to drop from the sky in central Arkansas, at BB in particular. Officials acknowledge it's unlikely they'll ever be certain of the cause of the birds' deaths. They say the fireworks likely discombobulated the birds. Mark Pryor is about to become Arkansas' senior U.S. Senator, but before he heads back to Washington, he gave a speech at the Little Rock Rotary Club at noon today. Pryor's office says he plans to discuss his agenda to spur economic growth and put the nation's physical house in order. And one of the first wellness centers in Arkansas to be based in a school opened yesterday at Lavaca Junior High School, financed by the Education Department. And that brings you right up to date.